Welcome to our Growth and Developing the Economy series. In this series, you'll hear from the Prime Minister and other ministers of government about their responsibilities and how their ministries will contribute to the growth agenda. This week, we continue our conversation with the Most Honorable Andrew Holness, Prime Minister of Jamaica.
As Prime Minister, you have pushed an economic growth agenda very aggressively. And yet economic growth is something that has eluded successive Jamaican political administrations. What makes you think you will be any different as Prime Minister in pursuing economic growth?
Well, firstly, I have the history of those who have gone before. So the pathway is there. So we know the obstacles to avoid. We know the challenges and the strategies to get around it. There are new, we will be charting new courses, and we're heading on to new horizons, obviously. But we have the benefit of the efforts of those who have gone before. And so I see it as a building block, this period of time that we're in. You know, growth is treated as a mystery. It's something that we happen upon, or it just happens without our direct instrumental involvement. But that is not the case. Countries that have grown have been very strategic about it, very deliberate about it. They have come to a watershed period in their history where they decide that they're going to grapple with the obstacles that have prevented growth. What we have done is to try and build the social consensus around the need for economic growth.
Where do you envision a lot of the growth in this newly conceptualized way of ordering the economy to come from?
You can have organic growth in your economy. You know, who knows, maybe you get a good shower of rain, good weather, and agriculture does well, and you pick up a 1% or a 2% growth. You know, who knows, maybe it gets very cold in North America and more people head to the Caribbean and choose Jamaica, and you get growth in tourism. But you could get growth if you were able to say, we have over 300 applications for housing development, which we can't approve because we don't have water. But we strategically sat down and focused on getting pipelines run, getting wells up and running, and providing water. So, yes, your economy can grow organically. And in the same way, it could falter. But if you are strategic about what you're doing and you align all your priorities and you match resources with opportunities, you can actually stimulate economic growth.
Right.
And that is what we're doing. So, for example, if the government were to reduce significantly the permitting times for building and construction activities, you could have a significant bounce in construction. Or if the government were able to reduce the number of days that people spend paying taxes or trying to comply with government bureaucracy, you could see an increase in efficiency in how we use our time. And those things will result in growth. If, let's say, we were able to relieve a major bottleneck, that people spent less time in traffic, that means more man hours at the desk at work. So there are things that the government can do. It's in their control, in our levers. We control those levers that can spur growth. And that these are the things we're focusing on.
That's where we'll leave it for this week. We continue our conversation with the Most Honorable Prime Minister Andrew Holness next week.
The proceeding was brought to you in time allowed for government broadcasts.